It's 11 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
UFO.
Mike Q. hold it. IQ.
Come on.
Bin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini grand, big girl's face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Subs versus Pretty Boy, versus Schoolboy, versus Executive, versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m. LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's mini grand big girl space. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information. There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom face extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, 5 trophies, 5 cash, $500. Many grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real Pretty Boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness, versus Executive Realness for $250, as well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball presented by Trey Garçon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m., first category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garçon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthfry.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Thug's Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250, open to all new school legendary realness for $250, female figure face for $250, Butch Queen in drag versus Femme Queen realness for $250, Butch Queen European runway for $250, Butch Queen All-American runway for $250, Butch Queen sex siren for $250, and Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for $250. That's Our Favorite Thing, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th. $200 after, seats 10 with refreshments, and your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus, or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Things.
These are a few of my favorite things.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The Controversial.
But not here as a friend of yours. He's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We're live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. We're definitely here live on the air, honey. We're going to recap the People's Choice Awards Ball in Hartford, Connecticut. And we're also going to recap definitions of a diva in Louisville, Kentucky, that happened this weekend, honey. It's going down, all the tea, all the shade, and all the drama, honey. Let me go get my sister, the legendary mother herself. It's Divine International Chanel.
Divine, are you there? What's going on? I don't know. I see her number, but she's not saying anything, baby. What's the tea, everybody? I don't know what's going on with Divine. I'm waiting for Rodney to come on, honey. I'm waiting for all the rest of the co-hosts to come through the building. I don't know what's going on with Divine's phone. She's going to try to call back in. She just got off the board. So we're going to wait for Divine to call back in. And we're going to do the thing. Okay, hold on. Divine, are you there? Divine? Hold on. Let me try to call her number. Hold on. Because it's not coming up when she gets on the line, honey. Let me see if I call her. Will it work, honey? Hold on. Let's see.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box.
No, it's not working. I don't know what the fuck is going on with this shit. Oh, I don't know what's going on with my boards tonight, honey. I don't know where the rest of the co-hosts is at, honey. Everybody just left me MIA, honey. Divine's phone is cutting up, honey. It's some tea, honey. I don't know. I just don't, honey. Let me figure out what's going on, honey, and get back to what the fuck is going on tonight, honey. My girl's number is not working, honey. Hold on, y'all. We'll be back. Honey. Hold on, we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Father Brandon Lovin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys versus Schoolboys versus Executives versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m., And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl Steak. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, the Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
Yes, we're back from our words from our sponsors. Honey, hold on. I'm going to get my co-host on the line, honey. I don't know. I don't think that was the line. I think that was somebody else that was calling in, honey. With that, so sorry, honey, for the inconvenience. You know how it is out here when this job is shut. Oh, shit. No, I'm not. Sorry, y'all. Hold on. Oh, hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm fucking up here tonight.
Fucking drink.
Yo,
put
that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
Hello. What's going on, Kel?
What's going on?
Not much, not much.
Yes. I'm just sitting up here just chilling. It was an L.A. number on the board. I thought it was Devon's number, but I guess it wasn't.
I mean, hers might be on there.
Oh, okay, because it was an L.A. number up there, but I thought it was Devon's. But when I played her intro, they didn't say anything, so no. But we here, we're definitely going to recap the balls that happened this weekend. I wanted. It's a lot of girls had a lot to say about the ball in Kentucky, and I got a lot of calls and a lot of inboxes about the ball in Kentucky. Hopefully, Mother Erica Kane is out there. Erica Kane is right here, out there listening, and she calls in and give us the recap about her ball and all of those people that called in and had so much to say. Maybe they'll call into the show. But, you know, I highly doubt they will. But the floor is
right.
The floor is definitely open for y'all to definitely call in here and definitely recap, honey, what y'all have to say and how y'all feel. Say it like you motherfucking mean it, honey. But this weekend I went to the People's Choice Awards in Hartford, Connecticut. The ball was actually cute. It was more festive than the last time I went to a ball in Connecticut. The crowd was really mediocre the last time I went to a ball in Connecticut. This time, the crowd was really cute. It was a lot of legends, a lot of icons, a lot of girls traveled from Baltimore, from D.C., from Philadelphia, from New York, from Boston, and the surrounding areas to the ball. So the ball was actually cute. I got to the ball, I think, around like 10, 10, 10, 15. The ball was actually really cute. I gotta give a big shout out to my niece, Athena Khan, was definitely on the microphones. Her, along with Greg Evisu, was on the microphone. LSS was cute. It was flowing. The only thing I didn't like that it was hot. It was extremely hot in the venue. It wasn't hot like the Mizrahi ball, but it was hot. It was hot enough for the girls that wear makeup and for the girls that wear for the girls that was in drag, for the girls that had on pads. I know they was gagging. It was actually hot. So LSS was going on. They called out the judges and everything. And the ball was going along smooth, and all the categories was going along and everything. And it was really cute. Then somebody came up to me, and they was like, it's a fight outside. And so, and mind you, I think this is like five or six categories into the ball. And it was like, there's a fight going on outside. And so I was like, well, who's outside fighting? So they gave the very baby, they gave me the Mexican trade, Kay, and was wearing the girls out outside. They said the Virgin Road girls was outside in their little cunty effects, and the Mexicans came and just started wearing the children out. I don't know how Rasta Ebony got involved, but when I tell you, when Rasta came up in a category, you seen that the Mexicans, those in the Mexican trade, did not play with him, honey, baby. They gave him the woo-wah, honey, okay? I was gagging, honey, but and out of all those Ebonies that was there, I was gagging that they watched him like that because, bitch, when you got out the car, we parked a block away from the ball, and when I was outside the car changing, Jay was doing LSS, bitch, and you heard the Ebony's chin, and so I was gagging that Rasta got walked up like that. But you got to say congratulations to Rasta and the other two other two young men in the House of Ebony, for the other trans man and female figure for winning the $500 for Open to All Realness.
Oh, it wasn't just Rasta. It was like a rack of Ebonies that won.
Yeah, it was femme queen, drag, trans man, butch, and like that. And the last three that was standing was Rasta, the trans man from the House of Ebony, and I think the femme queen from the House of Ebony. They took it as a house.
Oh, okay. They was, cause the way everybody was saying it was like Rasta, you know, won by itself, like it was just grand prize Rasta for the 500. So it was very much 100.
But you know, you would say grand prize. They would say grand prize Rasta because no other femme queens came. The other femme queen that came out was an icon, and Father Dede Khan, Chata. So it was only one femme queen, so she stood to the side. And then for the trans man, it was only the one trans man, Ebony. He stood to the side. Rasta was the only person that actually had to battle for the house because everybody else was stuck realness and came out besides the schoolboys. Rasta sat down the schoolboy, and then Rasta had to battle all the thugs. So that's why you would say grand prize Rasta, because he sat down all the thugs.
Oh, okay. But in actuality, it was $133.
Yeah. So that's why everybody was saying grand prize Rasta, because he sat down everybody. Grand prize to Corey Chanel for definitely winning runway when they asked for I think it was Alexander McQueen or Overdress something off the runway. The rest of those girls, they all got chopped. I chopped all of them. All of their dresses was not over. Corey was the only one that had to actually overdress. So grand prize to Corey for the $250. The House of St. Clair came out for Best Dress as a house, and they was chopped by Father Tremaine Tsunami, so nobody won the $500 because they was the only ones that came out. The female, the Butch Queen Vogue Femme category, it was asking for Club Kid Party Monster. And so I was asking them, y'all said Club Kid Party Monster, and then people was like, well, Club Kid Party Monster, they really didn't wear makeup. No. When they did the Club Kid Party Monster from the movie, because they said the movie, they just didn't say Club Kid, your interpretation, it would have been different. Everybody would have got 10. But they said Club Kid Party Monster from the movie. Those girls did not give you that. So everybody was chopped, and I chopped everybody, and the category was taken down to $100 in the girls' Vogue. I don't remember. The Escada Chow won that category for the Vogue Femmes grand prize to the Escada. Little B. Mizrahi grand prize for realness was the twist. I don't really remember, all the female figures was chopped that came out. I got to say the Tsunami Girl, I chopped her. She Vogue's down. But the category was in all gold. She was definitely in all gold. But it was in all gold with a sexy performance. The performance was not sexy. The rest of those girls came out there. Some of them came out there in gold. The performance wasn't sexy. Some of the girls came out and didn't have on gold. And it wasn't, they got chopped before they even got a chance to vote. So nobody got the $250 for that. Let me see what else. Grand prize for Sex Siren. To the young man in the hospital, Scott. I love him down, Miss Thing. I want a piece of him, Miss Thing. Oh, my God. The light-skinned child with the big butt, and he got trained, too. Oh, my God. I got to say congratulations to him for winning Sex Siren and letting me rub all on his body. Ooh, it was epic.
That's the one we saw in Boston, right?
Yes, the one we saw in Boston, yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay.
I love him in those cut-up drawers with all that plump booty just all over the place and his wings on and everything. Sitting, ooh, a piece of vanilla ice cream I could just bite out. Big shout-out to him. Congratulations to him. I don't really remember none of the other categories unless the girls got chopped or who won or what. I don't even remember the girls that got chopped and the Sex Siren. I don't remember nothing else that happened. And so that was it. And then, it was a cute night overall. The ball was supposed to be over at 2. I think it got over about 1:15. We did the aftermath and everything. And then after the aftermath, we left and got back on the road. And I came back to New York. And I went to my real sister's birthday party. And I chopped it up there. And then I came home. And I slept all day yesterday on Mother's Day because I had a big, a nasty Charlie horse in my neck, and it was really hurting. So I just want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and everything, and to everybody that's on the phone line. Once we get the, we finish the recap of Erica's ball, when we get the tea, if the girls call in here, I would like everybody, even though Mother's Day is over, I would definitely like everybody to call in and press 1 and definitely shout out your mother and let us know exactly why your mother is special to you on the radio so she can definitely know and everything. Hi, Yatsula. So, and that was Connecticut. I had a blast in Connecticut. It was cute. All the categories was finished and all the cash was definitely given the fuck out.
Oh, okay. So on the scale, we'll go back to the scale. On the scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate the ball? As far as tables, setup, all that.
I don't know how much. I didn't really look at the tables and stuff to see what was on the tables and everything. I didn't do all of that because I was so busy when I came in. I was mingling and talking and did LSS and then went straight to the judges panel. So I really didn't see the tables. So from a scale from 1 to 10, I would definitely have to give them an 8. And I'll give them an 8 because of the simple fact they went through all their categories. They made sure that everybody was comfortable when the whole fight altercation happened outside with the Mexicans and everything. They made everybody come inside and lock the doors, and it was no more in and out. Then they allowed us to smoke inside because they didn't want nobody to go outside. And then after the ball was over, they said the neighborhood was really bad with the Mexicans and everything. They made sure the cops was out there at the end of the ball so it won't be no more altercations with the girls and everything. The cops was definitely out there. We got a chance to mingle outside, do the aftermath and everything, and it was no problem. So I definitely give them an 8 for all of that. I'll take away 2 points because the heat was horrible.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and that's it. right. Hold on. We have a caller. 347-569. You're live on the air on the recap show. 347-569. You're live on the air. I think it might be the switchboard. Hold on. 404-454. You're live on the air.
Yo, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney?
What's going on?
Nothing much, chilling. Just got back home to Connecticut. Sorry, I wasn't at the ball in my own city, but my grandmother said that the kids carried over here on Park Street, right in front of her house. She's like, she really didn't appreciate it.
What kids?
You heard me, Kelly?
Yes.
So the ball was by her house?
Yeah, it was on Park Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the ball was,
yeah,
it was
like, they really carry.
Baby, the kids wasn't really carrying outside. Baby, the kids was nice. I mean, I don't know what happened with those Mexicans, but the way those Mexicans was jumping off of those cars and everything
Park
outside, baby, they wasn't playing.
That's part.
Maybe that's what she saw. Maybe that's what she saw. She might have saw the Mexicans coming over there trying to fight the kids.
Yeah, because the Mexicans was definitely jumping up off those motherfucking what you call it? Shut up!
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
Hold on 1 second.
What's up?
Did Little B ever get his money?
The category is what somebody says that on the internet. Somebody said on the internet that it was for cash, and then on the somebody said on the Friday it was for cash. On the internet it was for cash, but when we looked on the thing, it didn't say cash.
You said it didn't say cash?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I don't.
I thought it was for cash. Though. I don't know. I might have misread something. That was for cash.
Oh. Well, I don't know, honey. But when we looked online on legendary Kenyan's Prodigy's phone, it didn't say for cash. It didn't say anything.
Oh.
It just said real.
So why did Tigger Tsunami get chopped?
Who?
Tigger Tsunami from New York.
Get chopped for what?
Where for the twins.
Who chopped him?
I don't know. I know he didn't get to battle. I know, you know, he votes down, but I guess apparently they didn't see his realness.
Oh, I don't know who chopped him. I don't know. Oh, I don't know who chopped him. Maybe we have to find out.
Inquiring minds wanted to know.
Oh. Yeah, well, inquiring minds would definitely need to find out because I don't, I don't know why he was chopped. Maybe he got chopped for his realness because it wasn't just Twist.
Right. I know they had to get their sense for realness.
Yeah, they had to get their sense for realness. So maybe if he didn't get a chance to vote, that means he got chopped for his realness if he didn't get a chance to vote. Because once they got their sense for realness, they stood to the sides and they vote right after that. So maybe he got chopped for the realness portion.
Okay, okay. Oh, Rodney, I can't with you with the $133. Like,
right. I mean, because it's a difference.
Dude,
it is a difference when
he was going. You said that you was like, so he did take it by himself. Yeah. So it was three of them.
Right, because when people win $1,000, if it be four people, five people, you have all five of them saying, "I'm a $1,000 ruler," when you only won $200.
Right.
So you got all of them figuring out they can walk a $1,000 category that you have to be a $1,000 winner. And since all five of them won it, they figure that they are a $1,000 winner. So,
yeah,
I mean, I would just...
Like when people walk for the $5,000 team something, they talking about, they, you know, the $5,000 winner. No, your team is a $5,000 team.
Yeah, it just was some clarity that I thought he had won by himself. I didn't know that it was a as-a-house thing until Cuddy just said it. because I just saw everybody mostly just said congratulations, Rasta. So, you know, I didn't know that other avenues had won as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, because it was Rasta, it was Rasta, it was Rasta and Dutch. And I don't know the girl, I don't know young lady's name. Dutch is the trans. Dutch is the trans man. So it was Rasta and Dutch. I don't know the femme queen's name.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But I was definitely so one thing calling it. Yes, well, you got something else to say? Let's see.
Go ahead.
Okay, no, last question. I know I was watching the Ruthless the Twist clips, and from your opinion, do you think that was Brutal with a Twist? Me personally, I do. I feel that right there was the definition of Brutal with a Twist. They didn't have me get
a lot of
they be walking both them. They definitely gave me Brutal with a Twist.
A lot of those young men that came out on Saturday was actually the definition of realness with a twist from back in
right,
the days. Back in the days when me and Rodney used to, when it first originated, a lot of them was. That came out was realness with a twist, but you know nowadays the judges is not, they just go for the performance part. But a lot of those boys that walk was actually realness with a twist. Okay.
Right, right.
And so, but you know the judges don't look for that no more. They just looking for the one that, you know, that's on point and on beat. So that's what they go with.
Good. All right. Thank you guys.
Thank
no
you.
No problem.
Yeah,
good night. But then also, you know, with the ball in Texas and. Kentucky.
Yeah, it was
Flash
Ball in Texas. So if anybody in Texas can definitely call in and give us a tea what happened in Texas, we would greatly appreciate it. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Kelly, I just want to tell you I fucking love you. I be watching you on YouTube. Everything, Instagram, everything. Kelly, I fucking love you.
Thank you very much, love.
Thank you.
Okay, if we have any other callers or anybody else that's out there, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, honey, and we can
did you get my text?
Yeah, I got it, but I don't see the number.
Oh, okay.
I'll text you back.
Tell them to press 1,
honey. Hold on. Here we go. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney?
What's going on?
This is Al. Al Lord speaking.
So, Kelly, I asked you for my, that beat.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Because I was definitely going to bring this up, but since you got an exclusive interview, I was going to bring this up later. Hold on.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
The floor is yours, Rodney.
Hello, everyone. We are here with the founder, the icon, overall father of the House of Allure, and he wanted to come on the show. So this is definitely a ballroom outlet, and he wants to give us his take on the status of House of Allure at this time. Al, the floor is yours.
Hey, hello, ballroom. How are you all doing? First of all, I want to start off by saying thank you for allowing me to come into the ballroom community and display my talent, my views, how I see things, and being a part of that was an amazing journey for me. 2013 was a difficult time as far as the House of the Lord is concerned, and I closed the house down as of 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to let you guys know that no Allure has my blessing as far as walking any balls under the House of the Lord name. I love everyone, but the house is closed, and I thank y'all for the 25 years.
Okay. So Al has said it is official that the House of the Lord is closed. So, Al, I'm going to start off my questioning this way. When you have members that have been there, you know, for a long time, you know, over a decade, 15, 16 years, that has been walking in the house, representing the house, doing things like this, and you pretty much took a backseat and a hiatus to the scene as well. And you have those that you entrusted that have been carrying on the name already in your absence. Do you feel that you don't have no one in the house that can keep it going or keep the legacy? And because it's a well-respected house, definitely a talented group of individuals that can take on the name and keep the name out there in your absence. What is your take on that?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the 15 and 16 years house member. Who are you talking about? As far as
no, I mean, well,
Well, you said 15 to 16 years, so I'm just taking the 15 to 16 years because the house been open for 25 years. I took a hiatus for like 6 years. While I took that hiatus in 6 years, I was instructing with someone, which was Glenn Allure. You understand? So
mm-hmm.
It wasn't like they were just doing it on their own. I was guiding the whole way. I knew what was going on. I knew what was happening, which members were in the house, how many mothers and fathers they had at the time, which I did not approve of. But it was so pressing at the time. They thought they needed this. So me being doing my thing in my career, I said, okay, great. Y'all are into this, I'll let y'all have this. When I came back, I took it away because, number one, that was not my dream to have several mothers and fathers. That's not the way that I've done things. That wasn't the plan. You understand?
Right.
So when you're talking about house members that have been in here for 15 to 16, those house members that you're talking about who's been here for 15 to 16 years, they have careers and they're no longer walking balls at this time. You know what I'm saying? When I need them to come on and say, hey, let's parade up a ballroom, let's get done and come out and show it off, they're there without any complaints or problems at all. So the 15 and 16 years house members are not included on this one. We're talking about the house members within maybe the last 10 years to 7. Okay?
Okay.
What the House of Allure is known for, glamour, beauty, finesse, class, elegance, that's not being produced right now. That was the whole inspiration to bring that to the ballroom. In 1989, in the 90s to the 2000s, that was happening. Life was better at that time, you know what I'm saying? Now, it's about making things happen, seeing what we need to do, doing it instead of talking about it. You know what I'm saying? We're not 21. When I started this, I was 20. I'm 44. It should be very easy now, not difficult. So if I'm going to leave an entity to someone, they're going to definitely have to define who I am as a person. They have to have some qualities of me, the founder, the creator of this entity. It has to be something that says, okay, this person can handle it. This person can lead the way. This person can keep the kid done, bring the top quality to the floor, and everyone's winning, and bring a beautiful thing to the floor. But it's not happening right now. We're complaining about house dude. This is the House of Allure. Why are you complaining about house dude? This is what it is. The House of Allure is closed.
So Al, the statement that Arno made earlier that the house is not closed, it is in fact, the house is closed.
The house is closed, and the statement that Arno made is a false statement.
Okay?
I'm the founder and father of the house. I've gone no place.
Okay.
You know, just like your house. If you close your house, you don't want your girls walking. If you say the house of Mizrahi is closed, the house of Mizrahi is closed.
And when I first heard the statement that you posted up that the house was closed, I was like, okay. And then when I heard the statement today, I was talking to some people, and I was like, well, how is Otto going to say that the house is still open, but it's Al's house? So I was, you know, slightly confused. But I'm glad you definitely did.
Right. I'm confused. You know, Arnold and Al are two different people. You understand? I started the house in 1989. Arnold was nowhere around. Dion Occhio was the other founder. God bless her soul. She's gone at this time. And this is my testimony. You know, who I am as an individual. I opened up the house, put people in who I was kind of closer to me, who I thought had that allure ability. You know, everyone has to go on their own and make their own way and have their own following. I did. I didn't have any legendary status or any statement star and legends at the time when I did it. I was just Al. And I had something that the girls liked, and I had something that the girls needed, and I presented something that was amazing to the ballroom thing.
I don't know, bitch, like, y'all, I don't understand. Enrique, please call into the show, because I don't understand how y'all saying that y'all still open, and this man, this is like running a company, okay? And I was just having this discussion earlier with Jasmine. If I was a worker in Jasmine's company, and Jasmine said she was closing her company, I can't tell Jasmine that I'm still keeping her company open. So I don't understand how this man started this, and y'all all sitting here on Facebook and saying that the house is still open. Like, what the fuck? Hold on. Maybe this is Enrique calling in. 410-462, you're live on the air.
Hello, this is Malik Allure, Bebe Allure in the building. Hello, hi Rodney, hi Kelly, hi Al, hi Father, how are you?
Hey baby.
Hi Bebe.
Hi everyone. I have something to say in reference to this. I haven't spoken to you, Al, in a while, and because I've been doing my own thing with the career and with getting another education as well too. But what I have to say is, I mean, when, let's say Elizabeth Taylor lived at 4500 Baylor Avenue, was she moved? That address is still 4500 Baylor Avenue. So with that said, Al, you know how much I love you, had respect for you and everything like that, but, I mean, I'm really grateful to the fact that everybody in the ballroom community is being able to get a taste of who you are and can hear you for themselves and then formulate their own opinion. And what I can say, I've been in the House of the Lord for 13 years, since 2000, and regardless of what anybody can say about me, whatever your personal feelings about me, you knew who the fuck I was when I came through the door. You knew I was a very determined person. I was very impassioned and aggressive about my opinion, and that's who I was and never made no apologies for it. Al can sit on the phone today, tomorrow, to Kingdom Come and say, the House of the Lord is closed. There's not one person in ballroom, Al included, that can take that from me. Now, what that said is, when Al was on a hiatus for 10, maybe 11 years, Al was doing his thing. Nobody pressed him for anything. But I remember having a conversation with Andre and Jack, and if either one of them are on the phone listening, they can call in to verify this. Andre and I were in Atlanta, and Andre said to me, I never viewed the House of Allure as a threat because they had one or two categories that they won. Nobody else really walked, and that was great because they turned that and that was it. It wasn't until about 2002 when they viewed the House of Allure, not just Andre and Jack, but ballroom in its totality, viewed the House of Allure as a complete house and as a threat. That did not happen solely under your tutelage, Al. That happened because there was a board in place. Maybe you picked some people to be on a board, and we had ambassadors, and we did that. But the one thing that was amazing about the House of Allure, we were so humble that we never put that into ballroom, that who was running the house, that who was doing that. We never said that to anyone. The successful, sickening ball that the House of Allure had in 2008, Al, you were not even at that ball. You had nothing to do with that ball. We didn't say that on the microphone and say, Al, you didn't do Al wasn't at the ball. We didn't do any of that. We said you had travel mishap, which wasn't the case. Okay, so we never once as a house disrespected you, but the tirade that you're going on now to gain attention is foolishness to me. I have nothing but the utmost respect for you, but the way that you're acting now, it diminishes daily. Daily.
Okay.
I think it's a cowardly thing to do. I think it's a bitter thing to do. And I think you're speaking out of emotion because you didn't get the attention that you wanted from the people that you wanted it from within the house. Because you were calling Sebastian. You called other people and they paid the phone call because people got tired of the fight. I chose to leave the House of Allure at one time because I got tired of the fight. Cheyenne got over the House of Allure because she got tired of your fight. Temperance left the House of Allure twice because she got over your fight. There's been a constant sense of erosion in the House of Allure, and the constant thread was Al.
Okay, but you know
people in ballroom respected you for your category.
And the
mystique that was you. I think it was better served as a mystique. But the more you give them, they're going to find out what the tea is. And that's not sexy.
Let me tell you something.
It's not cause.
You know what?
I have nothing but respect for you, love
you,
but
you
cannot keep throwing shots and expect people to just, like, you know, keep laying down and expecting us to take the high road. I'm not taking the high road no more.
Everything I was, all the reputation and the bad energy I had, I've done those things. I'm not above being that person again, with a little more finesse now. So if you want to bust shots, I'm bust shots all day long. I don't mind being the bad cop. I'm about that life. That's what I want to say. And I'm still right. In Allure. And if I choose to walk tomorrow, I'll be walking as Baby Allure. So anybody on the panel decide they want to chop me because Al said it's closed, when Andre closed the house in Mizrahi, Michi and Carrie and them still walked as Mizrahi. When Dre left Ebony and started Ebony Untouchable, and I and them didn't leave Ebony and become Ebony Untouchable, Ashley joined with him and they still became stayed Ebony. When Mizrahi St. Clair joined and people separated, it's been happening for years and it won't happen again. It'll be more collapses next week. But today, tomorrow, and until I decide, I am Bebe Malik Allure, period. Everybody that was in Allure will still be Allure. The address ain't changed.
Lies.
The occupant may have left. I worked too hard. I've been here 13 motherfucking years. Rodney, you know, Rodney, on a personal level, man, you have been around each other for years, arguing, fighting, you, Balenciaga, I'm Allure, all that for nothing because he decided to be over because he's not getting the life he wants from the people in the house? Absolutely not.
Are you serious? No, ma'am.
I'm stating my truth. You said your truth, and that's my truth. You said
well,
your
those
truth,
are
and
lies.
That's my
those are lies and fairy tales, sweetie. I just want you to know
Al,
that.
Why did Tempest leave the house twice? Why did Tempest leave the house twice, Al? Tell me that.
Call
why
Tempest
did Cheyenne leave the
Tempest.
House? What did Cheyenne say
call
on the phone
Cheyenne
to Corey
and ask
about
Cheyenne.
You on the
this
motherfucking phone that day?
This is what you say. It doesn't matter.
Why is it
until
that
the
all the legendary
on the
iconic
phone
Tempest leave the house
of the world
from Keisha to Erica,
then you can talk
to Monica? Why they all chose to step aside?
Period. When the house is closed, the house is closed.
They don't come out because of
you,
Al. They came out when we called them.
Your own
the House
testament.
Of Allure in 2008.
Go get your
in New
own
York
testament
City.
And
we did
something
that.
By what you stand
that,
for,
Al.
Not
and
for what I stand
you
for. Y'all was all working
on
anybody, Al. What are you talking
okay.
about?
Your name was not
that's
on any of that paperwork, my mom.
That's why we have Christian. That's why we have Gaston. You know what I'm saying? That's why we have Prodigy. That's why we have all these amazing houses. Because the entity and the people can't change the rules and regulations of the founders of the house.
But you know me well enough to know that I ain't holding shit back.
And they open
the
up their own entity and become something amazing of their own. Not on the
I'll always have an outlet.
The person who started it, that's just foolishness to me.
Hold on.
It's foolishness.
Well, it's foolishness because you're dying here on the phone. At 12 o'clock at night, feeling all his venom, then either.
Whatever.
Okay, hold on. 301-915. You're live on the air.
I'm here. This is Keo. I'm here.
Hello, Keontae. Hi, brother.
Hey, Malik.
Hey, Keontae. What's up? Arnold's on the phone as well. Arnold?
Hey, this is Arnold.
There we go. And Corey should be on the line as well, too. You have to look out for Corey's number.
Okay, can I say something, too? Or can I just put my – I want to put piggyback off what Malik said. I've been in this house since 2001, and Al, you did take a break, and this house did hold
break.
It up. A long break. A long
can
break.
I say this?
Detailed...
Can I say this?
Okay, well, you know what I'm saying.
We have your chance to call. Let's get your testimony, brother. Listen. Hold on.
Because this, y'all all can't talk at the same time.
Well, he had his turn to talk, and it's like he had his turn to talk.
Well, y'all were coming. This shouldn't even be no conversation. We had time for this. The house meeting was 2 weeks ago. No one had anything to
and no
say.
No one showed up because
no one
gave.
Came.
You know what? No one
showed
up because
whatever
came to the house
meeting.
No one showed up
because
you gave it. That's why no one showed up. How are you closing the house? You closed the house because nobody came to something that you had planned. You had no consideration. For
that's
other
what you
people.
Do. When you can't take the heat, you run. You get over it.
Exactly.
Know,
so you
I'm
shut it down because you were upset that nobody showed up that alone again that was
what are you talking about?
Kelly, could you do me a favor? Kelly, could you do a favor?
This is what I'm going to do. Because I want to try to get to the bottom of this. I want everybody to, like, at least try to talk one at a time. If y'all can't talk one at a time, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm going to have to mute y'all and then let everybody come back and get a rebuttal after somebody else talks. Now, 301-915, the floor is yours now.
Okay. What I'm saying is, piggybacking off of Malik, we took care of this house, getting people where they needed to go, taking care of tables, all this stuff, bringing new members, doing all that. We reported back to Al, you know, every now and then. But for the most part, we were doing that. We were doing this for 6-7 years. So we get to this year when Al plans this Allure weekend, which was the same weekend as the Capital Awards Ball. It was mentioned to us a month before the ball, a month and a half. Mandatory meeting. And after we talked to Al and said, Al, this is not going to work. You cannot just say plan this meeting this whole weekend. Mind you, the weekend didn't have an itinerary or anything. It's just be there or that's it. Just be there. So the weekend comes, nobody shows up. So he gets upset and he closes the house because no one shows up to a meeting or a weekend that he planned. The dude is in this whole thing about dues also, and that you made the comment about dues, us arguing about dues. You were the one that were arguing about dues. You were the one that chased everybody down for that money. They have to pay or they're out. That's all it was. It was about money. And it was all about money to you. That's all. I don't care how long you've been in here, you're going to pay your dues. And the thing is, you didn't even have any consideration. All it was pay or go, pay or go. And just like a kid, it seemed like that you, when you didn't get what you wanted, you closed the house. How are you going to sit there and just close something that we held and just because you said, oh, it's closed? That's fine. You threw it in the trash. We're picking it up, and we're keeping it going. Plain and simple.
Well. I'm done.
Next. Who's next? Go ahead, Arnold.
He doesn't even walk on the phone.
Arnold's next.
That's
Arnold.
Me. I don't
it
have to walk.
It doesn't matter how
well
he's walking out.
That
you
benefited
walk
you.
Okay? And stop trying it. Go ahead, Arnold.
No, Arnold's next. Arnold.
Yeah, this is certainly the situation that we didn't want to happen on this phone, this back and forth with this. This is not something that we're about as the House of Allure. This has never been this way, and this is not something that we wanted. That's why the majority of the board has kept quiet about this situation and chose to make it happen or deal with it internally. And we never thought that Al, somebody that we have respected, somebody that we put on pedestals, sometimes when it wasn't even necessary for him to be on a pedestal, when it wasn't even founded for him to be on a pedestal. We still put him there. And for him to get on a radio show or get on a platform of this magnitude and come out here and slander the people who ran this house for so many years and the people that traveled and walked floors from the Midwest to the South to the West Coast to the East Coast nonstop and put this and literally held this house on their shoulders to come on here and not have the decency to contact those people, to contact the board and sit down and talk to them and air out his grievances and make it known to them, but to tell other outlets, to tell other people in other houses so they could put it on their threads and have it leak out through the ballroom that they were even going to close the house. It's definitely what Malik said was certainly cowardice and certainly something that we didn't found as the House of Allure, something that the House of Allure has never been known for. And as I said, on the thread, wherever Kelly got it from, because I didn't give it to Kelly, but where I put it at, it certainly is what holds true. This house, as we know it, as the House of Allure and all the house members, this house is not closed. Whatever Al's got in Al's mind, that's closed. But this house is not closed. And the members that we have, they're still Allures. No Allure 2.0, no Allure Annex, the House of Allure. And we expect everyone to give us the courtesy of making of calling us Allures when we are when we hit the floor.
No,
because this is Malik speaking again. Because like I said, when Mizrahi closed, when Kerry Walker, Michi Walker, whoever walked, they were still recognized as Mizrahi. When the House of Jornal may be closed today. If Yolanda walked as a Jornal, she is going to be respected as a Jornal. We have all worked too damn hard and too damn long to get where we are and get recognized in ballroom as for who we are to let some tyrannical fashion just destroy that.
But baby, I understand.
I understand
what you're saying because I was still there. I was still there for a couple of months as a Mizrahi, but they
right.
When we all were still there as Mizrahi, we wasn't really a house. We just still kept our name, but we wasn't a house.
Michi was father and Kerry was mother at one time, wasn't they, Kelly?
We still kept our name until we all switched over and became G. Marcy.
Kelly,
but
answer my question, though.
Well,
Michi was acting father, and Kerry was mother at the time, right?
No, that's what they said, but it wasn't.
That's what
know.
They said, but that was within the structure. All I'm saying is this. But this, let me tell you, this is a sad thing that Al was able to do, in my opinion, and this is why I respect him from the beginning. Al was able to delegate responsibility very well. Because very, very well, and he put together a group of people that was extremely loyal to not just him, but to the vision of what we believe the House of the Lord was to be. So with that said, all these years in Al's absentia, Al spoke to maybe three or four people, and true indeed, and Al was correct. His point person at that time was Glenn, but that fluctuated down to the board and stuff too. And we all spoke to Al randomly and sporadically on personal levels, but not really just about ballroom stuff. But with that said, we held true to that vision then, so why would he expect anything different now? But the difference
Listen.
Between the House of Allure now and then, and like you said, Kelly, what the House of Allure, why he was at that time, is we are extremely loyal to the brand that we helped build.
And
Hold on, Arnold, one second. Al did not get inducted into the Ballroom Hall of Fame for just being Al. It was a culmination of the House of Allure, that legacy, him walking fashion for a couple of years. It was all those things combined. Okay, so it wasn't a
I've been walking
station.
Several categories for a couple of years. Y'all don't even know.
And that's
this
great.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Really.
Wonderful. Love you down for it. Respect you good
I need
for
my turn to talk,
but this
please.
This is not about patting you on your back
real.
In totality.
No one's
that's
talking about that. I don't need
about.
any claps or any homage from anybody. I'm doing great. In California, trust and believe that.
That's wonderful. You're supposed to. You said you're 44. That's
okay.
Okay.
So what are you talking about? Can I have my turn to talk, please? Thank you very much.
Go
Kelly,
ahead.
You
go
about
ahead,
to say
Al,
something? Okay.
Hold on, Al. Hey guys, y'all. He got a chance to listen to I think like four of y'all. So give him a chance to make his rebuttal to all four before everybody jumps in and say anything back. So go ahead, Al. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. it all boils down to this. You guys are going to have several different opinions about me, and that's fine. I'm happy with it. I really, really don't care because everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Okay, Arnold called me 2 weeks ago. And listen, you guys, these are people that's supposed to be for the brand. Number one, I didn't come up with a house meeting a month before we were going to do this. I came up with this house meeting several months. I put a post in the law Facebook page like 2 months. Get ready. The house meeting is coming. I always put up positive energy up. Get ready for this, this, this. Are you working out on this, this, this? All the time. Now, Arnold Allure got dysfunction from the board. He's not no longer on the board. The reason why is because he failed to pay his house dues. Okay, we've been arguing and fussing about the house dues for several months. Not only for several months, but we went up to years. Yes, really. Listen, so when I came back before Glenn had to go on his vacation, he said to me, we should have a board. I said, okay, let's have a board. He said, well, basically, you're going to need this board to delegate things that you want done for the house.
That's not true.
I said, okay,
that's
great.
A lie. That's not true.
It's no lie.
Let him finish. Let him finish, please.
You're going to allow me to speak or you're going to just interrupt me every time I talk?
We're going to allow you to speak, but we want you to speak the truth,
okay,
not made up
things. You have been off the board, Malik. You have been off the board in the House of the Law for about a year now, correct?
Who are you talking to?
Thank you. Okay.
You're talking
to me? Anyway.
So what happened was I left
Listen,
the house of Lords.
Like
I didn't
this story. I mean, this is really disrespectful.
And they called me back because they couldn't do this without me, bitch. That's why they
well,
called me back.
Well, you know what? I'm so
you.
Glad that you think that you were so important in the house. That's a beautiful thing.
Al, when I
don't
when
mind
I left the house
that.
Of Lords,
okay.
What did the house of the Lord do since
I'm
I left?
I'm not arguing
what
with you,
do?
Though.
What did
I'm
you
not arguing
the
with you.
Do?
See, what the
I
problem is it's a bunch of you guys that tell me that the house of the Lord is going to continue and go on.
Okay.
Go on for what?
That's the
no one in the house is wearing any fashion, any handbags, any designer clothes. They're
I
not known for any beautiful
girls.
And
what did she do? She left because of you. Okay, I still
elegant,
elegant, put
glamour.
TV in your lap and she
all
left because
gone.
Of you. Now go ahead and finish
you know
talking.
What I
don't
say.
Me,
this is what I say.
Shot, I'm a fucking
y'all are
bad.
All talented. Y'all have your legendary status. Open up your
own
thing.
I'm a
ball
bag.
Malik, let him speak.
This is ridiculous.
Supermarket. She didn't
I didn't
want to
even get a chance to say what I wanted to say because Malik continues to disrespect me. His gay pride continues
to
disrespect me right now.
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne.
So if you want
to
brush out and have somebody to
do that, we can do that. These kids did not get on any board calls. I'm calling all the way from California on my schedule. And they have the nerve to not come on any calls because a few of them want the father title. I'm not giving it away.
No, it's being taken away.
No, it's not being taken away because y'all not going to get the respect that y'all have. Y'all are going to get chopped every time y'all come down the runway.
Okay.
The rules and
when
foundation of the ballroom community.
When the house
fails to close the house, it's closed.
Is it going to be the same person that
y'all
close?
It's someone else's dream. It's someone else's thread.
Okay,
I wasn't around. I just don't understand. Y'all not even representing it properly.
Can
right?
I?
Like, are you serious?
All right. Can I get a chance to talk?
Rodney.
Without any interruption. Rodney.
Yes.
Bring someone else
can I get a chance to talk without any interruptions? As far as the dream.
They left because of me.
Okay.
Let me say this real quick, and I'm not going to interrupt. I'm actually going to get off the phone because that's what I got to
do.
Can you say something,
please?
If you think anything that I said on this, first of all, Kelly and Rodney left for a long time. I ain't never been a victim of lie. That's why they called me messy because I told the truth too goddamn much. Okay? That was my problem back in the day growing the fuck up.
What is going on right now? I just don't understand what's going on right now. I'm really confused.
Think I'm
and
lying.
I don't know what's happening. I'm not giving him any time to speak because it's just totally disrespectful. He spoke several times. And we allowed him to speak.
to show you who the fuck I am.
You know what I mean? Come on,
times.
Hold on, hold on.
Corey
hold
wants
on.
To come on. Corey wants to come
listen,
on. Tell me to speak Corey's number.
Hello, hello. Let me tell you something. Hold on, hold on. Corey is on the phone now. And after Corey addressed what he has to address, I'm going to let everybody have their closing remarks because I have so much respect for I know all the girls. I'm gonna be 100% real with
what is that noise?
It may be me. Can y'all hear me? This is Corey. This is Corey. It may
yeah,
be me because I'm in the gym.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh yeah. Hold on. I know all the girls. I know all the girls out there in radio land and on the internet. They is loving all of this right now, and it's juicy and it's hot. But I have so much respect for the House of the Lord, everything that y'all have done in the ballroom scene. So after Corey, I'm going to let y'all all make y'all closing remarks. And then I want to go on to the next topic, and I want y'all to handle this outside of the radio and stuff because it's getting real messy and it's going to get real ugly. And
thank
I
you, Kelly.
I
thank you,
that.
Kelly. I appreciate
so Corey,
thank
go
you,
ahead.
Kelly.
Hello, everybody. Good night. Hold on one second. I just had to come outside because it was loud in the gym. I've been listening to what everybody had to say, and I came to the House of the Lord in 1997, and I had an amazing run with the House of the Lord. And I personally feel that Al Allure does not have the power to shut down the House of the Lord and close the House of the Lord. And that's why Al Allure never called my phone to tell me that the House of the Lord was closed. And Al will call me for any other reason to talk to me about any other thing. But Al never once called me to say the House of the Lord was closed. Al tried to do it in a very catty way by calling or having dinner or lunch with other people so they could post it in their little family groups, i.e. the House of Garcon. With that being said now, when Al left the House of the Lord and abandoned his house like in about 2002, that was a time for Al Allure, the overall founder and father, to shut down the House of Allure. That was the proper time to do it, when he wanted to be done with it. Once you instill something into other people and you have a board, you no longer have the power to do certain things. You walked away from it for whatever reason it was. If it's to better your career, move on, whatever, that's fine. You just can't just come back and shut down the House of the Lord. Now, if it was a traditional father, i.e. like a Harold, who started the House of Balenciaga, or somebody like a man prodigy who started the House of Prodigy, who has always been a father to their children, then you have the power, based on tradition, to shut down a house. He was not always there as a father to shut down the House of the Lord. He abandoned his house. Like any company, somebody said something about a company earlier. I think it was Kelly. I think you said something about, like, you know, we have a business, and if you work for Jasmine, and Jasmine say, like, you know, hey, I'm shutting down this company, you have to go with it. But with any Fortune 500 company, they always have a board of directors. And when there's
yes,
a CEO or president or whatever, and they're not doing the right thing, guess what? The board steps in to take over and say, hey, you got to step to the side, and this has to be done. And the truth was, the Allure Weekend was not a success for many different reasons. But you don't get upset and angry and get real petty and bitter and shut down a house because you did not have a successful Allure Weekend. You understand what I'm telling you? That cannot happen. So what we're asking as the House of the Lord is that we oh, – a train, hold on, hold on. A train is coming by. Sorry. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. What we're asking people to do in respect for the House of the Lord is to give us the same respect we would give anybody else that is deserving and that earned the title to remain in that house and keep that last name. Because Allure is not going nowhere. I don't care what Al said. Al started this, but we kept it going many years. It wasn't no 6 years he was going. He was going for a very long time. Rodney, you've been at the balls. Kelly, you've been at the balls. All these listeners, they've been at the balls. You didn't see no Al. The only time you saw Al was only when our house was getting inducted in the Hall of Fame or getting some type of status. That's when you saw Al. So give us the same respect that y'all have been giving us for all these other years. This man does not have
the
right to come in and shut down anything.
Okay, hold on. Everybody, please, hold on. Now,
I have the CEO. I have the CEO and the Aurora Father, the founder of the House of Mizrahi, that went through the same situation on the phone. Andre, you're on the air. The floor is yours.
This is so
hello, funny. Andre.
Hey, Andre.
Hello, everybody. Who's on this radio?
This is Bebe right here speaking first. Hi, Andre.
This is Enrique.
Hey, how are you? And who is the other one?
Enrique.
Hi. Hey, Keontae.
This is Corey Alua, Andre.
Hey, and Arnold. This is Arnold Alua, Andre.
Hey, what's up? All right, before I say anything, I'm only giving my opinion on how I feel about everything because I was always the founder and the creator of the house as well, period.
But you was a father to the kids, too. Say that first. Prefix that with that, please.
Say what?
You was a father to the children in the house of Ms. Rahe. And Siobhan
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's a big difference because you still... Go ahead, Andre. I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead.
All right. One thing I'm going to say is I don't think none of y'all are completely wrong for loving a foundation for that long to wanting to be where you were, and regardless of what happened, y'all still want to. Y'all want a law because that's your heart. I understand that part, too. But have Al one... Did Al create a law himself, like I created Mizrahi?
No.
Yes, I did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, I did.
No,
why are you going to tell me, Enrique, no, I didn't?
Because I was there in the fucking beginning, Al. Little Eric and I was there. It was you, Okio, and a couple other people that started. You didn't start this by yourself, huh?
Okio wanted to name the house
of Kiva. Andre, go on. We just gave you the answer because it's going to be nothing but lies being told. Go ahead, Andre, please.
You weren't even in the first ball. Grandma, are you serious?
I was there. What the fuck are you talking about? I was at the first ball.
Go ahead, Andre,
because he's absolutely forgetting stuff now. Go ahead.
This is basically my
anyway, if it is, I'm the only living one that's here still alive and pumping and well right now. So what's the problem here?
Pumping and well?
Well then, what you just said is you lied to his answer and then you tried to formulate it to fit what was best for you. That's the problem now. It ain't about self-image.
Andre,
can we respect Andre, please? Can we respect Andre, please?
Let's see what
Andre
has to say for you.
Go ahead, Andre.
Okay. One is, if he are the creator, regardless of if he's wrong or right, this is this man's house, and y'all have to respect him because this is his house. If they opened it together and he's the last living one, it's still his house. No one can. I don't give a fuck if I don't walk, if I don't come out. I created Mizrahi. I'm going to break. If I leave and close my house out of disrespect to anybody, no one will not be walking under Mizrahi if I don't want them to. Now, if it was living people, I don't know, you know, y'all situation. This is y'all situation. And
right.
if it's living people living, that's actually living when he opened it and they opened it together, then there's a reason for this house to stay open, if that is true. But I really don't know, but I'm just saying myself would never let anyone just take my house and run with it if I want it to be closed, and that's my opinion.
Al himself would have to come to
the and you have a different platform, Andre, than what Al has. You are actually still valuable
for me
to
not walk as an Allure. Because if
you're
in
still
fact,
viable in boardroom. Al doesn't want balls no more.
Al is on a panel, and Al is the one that chops me.
Okay, is Al on the phone right now?
I'm on the phone.
This is a question. You don't have to answer it, but this is a question from me. What is the reason you don't see none of these solidified legends in your house to take over your legacy? I'm asking that a question just to ask.
I think if that was a possible opportunity, we wouldn't be on this phone right now talking about who's going to keep the house open. You understand what I'm saying? I've always been a father to everyone that's on this phone.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Let him talk.
Corey Alua, my grandson.
I'm your grandson because Tobias is your son. But don't say that you've been a father to everybody.
Can y'all let him talk, please? Okay. Now. Corey, my grandson, like I said, a few months ago, you just commended me about how of an amazing father and grandfather I have been to you since you've gotten into the ballroom scene. And
that's not
the
what
reason
happened.
Why
no,
you
hold
are.
Hold on, hold on. No, pause. Pause 1 second. You're
not
going to do that. You're not going to do that. I don't want
to
look stupid outside the chair. You're not going to do that. That's not what happened.
Okay.
That's not what happened.
I haven't been around or haven't mentored anybody. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not going to let these kids see that. Because that is
hold
not true.
Okay.
Now, they're
going to
allow me to speak.
I just can I please speak? Al, the floor is yours. You're going to be able to speak. And then I'm going to come back to the rest of y'all one by one because y'all keep cutting him off, honey. And there's only one of him, and it's the whole board. And y'all really giving it to him. And I know how y'all feel everything towards your house and everything, but y'all really giving it to him. So I'm going to let him speak, and then I'm going to come back to y'all one by one. Go ahead, Al. I muted them.
Thank you, Kelly. Okay. Corey Allure, my grandson, my first son's son, okay, just commended me on the Allure board. I wish I had a printer so I can read it to you guys.
But it's still there. I can post it out. He said to me on this board, I want to commend you for being a father and a grandfather to me. It is because of you, Father Al Allure, that I am who I am today. All this homage, I was like, okay, great. This is great. Thank you very much. Love you, grandson. I called him. We talked about it. We chopped it up, which we always do. I did not call you Corey Allure, grandson, that day because you called me at 11 o'clock when the meet and greet was at 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock, and you called me at 11 o'clock saying, where is everybody? I've been calling you all day. I was underneath the train station, and a phone call came through. Thank God it came through, and it was you. You have not called me all day. I have not heard from you. So with that being said, I said to myself, okay, I don't know why Corey's trying it with me. I'm just not going to call him. And I was up there in New York City for 2 weeks. I did not hear anything from you. I knew you guys was having a meeting because my daughter, Tempest, and my son, Carlos, Los, was having dinner. And a whole bunch of y'all came in, and they called me on the phone and got very further. The Allure just came in. What's going on? Y'all having a meeting? I said, no, I'm uptown. Yeah, I know what's going on. I don't know what this big gang thing is going on, but Arnold Allure, I called you 2 weeks ago before I left to go to New York City on my tour for work. I said to you, listen, come to my house. I'm going to cook for you. I cooked for you and everything. You failed to come to my house. You failed to come to my house. You said you had an interview. I said,
right.
Fine. Give me a call, come up, let's talk about it. Because now I need you to get back on the board because we really need to get some things together as far as the house is concerned. It's not about me. It's about the House of Allure. I do things for the House of Allure. I don't have anything personal against anybody in the house. I see that y'all have personal things against me and things that y'all held in deep down inside for years and years and years and years and years, and now y'all are releasing it. It's fine. I don't hate or disrespect anybody. I still love you guys all. All I want is my House of Allure to be closed, and everything will be great. I think every one of y'all is an amazing entity, smart, bright, creative, and intelligent. You guys can open up an amazing entity of your own. This is just craziness. All of y'all have my number. I've called all of y'all and talk to each and every one of you. Even called you, Enrique, and we've never had a great relationship. But still in all, I put you in the house because I was walking the wrong way at the time, and I didn't want to walk the wrong way, so I put you. And I said, you start walking the wrong way, so you came to the house back in the day. I don't have anything against none of y'all. If I wanted to put y'all out years ago, that would have been done. As far as dues is concerned, every house got to pay dues. I just talked to somebody. They said they just got out, put out of the House of Prodigy for not paying their house dues. I said, well, they're right. You should have paid your house dues. I've been very lenient with everybody in this house as far as paying house dues. It was only $100. That's $10 a month. Half of y'all got that just blowing it away. That's fine. I'm not in no one's pocket. That's great. But a year to pay $100? A year to pay $50 or $40? Come on. This is ridiculous. It's not fair. It's not fair. I've been a father to every one of y'all. Honor the law. We walk balls and destroy them together. took the product down, had fun, and walked and turned it. Sebastian and Laura, we bent the ball together and turned it. I turned it with each and every one of y'all that's on this song. Even Keontae when you was walking. I've been there with you. We've all turned it. It wasn't like, okay, y'all turned it for years and years and years, and there was never an hour more there. That's why I was turning it, because of my energy, because of my efforts. You understand? I give each and every one of y'all applause for doing an amazing job. Y'all did it. It was great. We did it together. It was a beautiful thing. But I came up with the House of Allure from my production company a long time ago in Washington, D.C. Used to get fashion shows. And I used to belong to the House of Allure. I left the House of Allure from being the prince of that house, and I opened up the House of Allure. And I said, Dayon, I want you to be the mother. She wanted to name the house Diva. I said, there's nobody in this house that's a diva. The House of Allure will be who it is, to fascinate and to entice. That's who I am. That's what it's going to be. And I had the most beautiful film queens there ever was. They stopped Erica Allure at the Milan Ball, Odyssey 2000, and said, you can't walk this ball, Terry and Roger said. Only this is for film queens. I'm a boy. It was a wrap. Everybody came to D.C. the next year to go to the Allure Ball. You know what I'm saying? Hard work. And I didn't have no legendary status or any statement of God. I was on my own. I did it because this is what I wanted to do. I did it from the heart, and I still have love for it. Right now, y'all can hear it in my voice. I would never come embark on any of y'all fantasy or dream, regardless on how you feel about me. Walk, stir, punish, put 20 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in. Everybody who's legendary, legendary, from Monica, Cheyenne, they're chilling. They're chilling out. Allure will never be that grand, grand, grand house it used to be in the 2000s, in the early 80s and 90s. You understand what I'm saying? I want it to be closed. I want everyone to have a blessed and beautiful life that I love everybody. And that's it. No drama, no performa, because I'm not about that. I've been in the ballroom scene for 25 years, never had a discrepancy with anybody.
Okay.
Never. Never was it no he say, she say bullshit, nothing.
Hold on, Al.
And it's all
hold
about
on,
respect
Al.
And love.
Hold on, Al. Corey, you're back on the air.
All right, this is what I want to clear something up. First of all, the statement that he's talking about that I put in the little Facebook group or whatever, it was not commending him on being an amazing grandfather and an amazing father. That's not what it was. What I told Al, and it was directed to Al about something that he told me years ago, which was a statement, worry about yourself and not other people or whatever. And I said that particular statement is what got me to where I'm at, because when people are so kind of like, you know, flustered by what's going on in ballroom as far as that, oh, so-and-so chopped me or they let this person win over me, da-da-da-da. That particular statement was what kept me going, a statement, not him acting like a great father or a great grandfather, because that was never the case. My father is his son, which is Tobias Allure or whatever, and Tobias Allure was an amazing father to me for years when I moved down to Washington, D.C. or what have you. So that's what I want to say about that. Now, what he was saying about the whole meeting thing that Templeton and Carlos, his daughter and his son called him about, it had nothing to do with an Allure meeting. What happened was we was on at BBQ's on 23rd and 8th, and I just don't like false tea. If you're going to report something, report it correct. Whoever told you, if it was Templeton and Carlos.
Yeah, I was meeting up with Michelle.
Hold on. We let you
talk to
me. Hold on.
Let him talk.
They were not already inside there. We were already inside there, pretty much done eating. Temperance walked in along with Revlon. She walked. They two walked in. We said our hellos or what have you, and hugs and kisses. Took a couple of pictures, and we sat down, paid our tab, and we left. As we were leaving out, that's when we saw Carlos coming in or whatever. So it wasn't like a meeting, how you made it seem like. We were just having dinner because Michelle was in town. So we was having dinner with Michelle. If it was a lot of people there that were not even Allures. That's what I wanted to say about that too. So we're going to this whole thing as far as Al saying that he's been in the ballroom scene for 25 years and he wants his house to be closed. I can respect that if Al was there for 25 years. I can respect that from someone like Andre. Andre has been a ballroom for a very long time. You got people who just came to the ballroom scene 2 and 3 years ago, and they know who the fuck Andre Mizrahi is because Andre has always been a viable force in ballroom. Tony Revlon has always been a viable force in ballroom, and so forth. The Harold, Rodney, or what have you, the Jacks, the Selvins, the Kellys, they've always been around ballroom. Al has not been around for many years. Yes, he started this creation, however, but he didn't carry it to the point where it is now. He wanted to say it's not going to never be the same how it used to be, you know, in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s. We have 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It didn't become a problem until Al wanted to peep his face through the door once again and try to run things with the whole dues. And it wasn't about people paying their dues. Let's be clear about that. It wasn't about people paying their dues. What it was the way that Al was talking to individuals about their dues. You can't be nasty to adults. You can't tell someone what to do with their money in a nasty way. You can't just go to a – if you think I'm going to get Belinda on the phone, if you want to really talk truth. Belinda didn't leave the house because the house was closing. Belinda left the house because of the way – because of the way Al – no, Al, you had your moment already. Hold on. Berlin left the house because of the way Al was talking to him about the dues and the disrespect that came from about him not paying the dues or whatever. It's not what you say. It's always how you said it. And that's the number one problem people always have with Al as far as how Al has said things to them or what have you. So with that being said, people can feel how they want to feel, but I've earned the right to remain in the Lord. There is nobody in ballroom that can take that from me. If I want to go to the ball today, tomorrow, and walk as Corey Allure, I better not get shot if the function want to go on for the rest of the night.
Okay, hold on.
And I'm done.
Hold on, Corey.
Can I speak?
Hold on, Al. Let's give them all a chance to talk one by one, and then we'll go back to you. Okay, Keontae, you're live back on the air.
Okay. I won't make this long. If you guys, I'm talking to everybody in the ballroom scene that's listening to this. If you guys over the last 6-7 years have seen the House of Allure, who do you see? You see the Keontes, the Michelets, the Arnolds, the Coreys, the Enriquez. We're at just about every ball. Not with every ball, but when you see us, you see the people. We were the ones out there representing. Even if it wasn't walking
in the
room. We were doing that. Another thing I want to say is, if you notice, this house, historically, we have not lost members. We will lose a member once a year, if that. Do you guys see how many people we've lost within the last year or two? Our house has dwindled. Do you guys think it's just because, why do you guys think it was because? It's because of Al. Al, you said that you were a father to us. You said that to us. You're saying that you were a father to us on this phone. But there are 40 other people that were in this house, people that you would not talk to. You would just ignore people, your own house kids, be in the same city, but then walk past them, stuff like that. You may have been a father to us, but you weren't a father to your house. You intimidated people. You traced people down. You just gave us this negative vibe. And the thing is, not everybody knew how to deal with you. We know how to deal with you.
Wow.
But you, why are you saying wow? Al, it was like
I am flabbergasted right now because as far as negative vibes go, everybody loves me. I have a good personality. What are
you talking about?
Negative vibes.
You have a good personality, but it's with the
are
same
five or
six
yes.
people. Okay, you know what, Al? If you
that's terrible.
I'm surprised that you're. It surprised me. I'm surprised you're sounding surprised. So,
let me tell you something. A lot of people left because I put a lot of people out. Every house has to clean house, and there shouldn't be members that are in your house. Every house goes through that. Every mother and father knows that.
Well, Al, we lost
sometimes
key members. We lost members that
have
been here for 10 years.
That's what I did. We've never been a revolving door house.
That's the thing. You've got dedicated members. Whenever we used to lose a member, the girls are like, damn. You know, the Lord, but when it started happening 2 or 3 or 4 at a time.
That's okay. Everybody shouldn't be in everybody's house.
It's not good.
It's okay. It happened.
Like I said, there were key members. There were key members. We lost multiple key members.
It's not even about the key members. It's not about that. It's about the quality of people. You understand what I'm saying? That's what the Lord
is
about.
Saying. Okay, well.
Okay,
But I have a question. A question just came over through my inbox on Facebook, and people want to know, since Al wants to close his house, why don't y'all just start your own thing and prove Al wrong that he should have left the household law open?
Tell that caller, why should we abandon what we worked so hard for over these years? Just for him to say, I'm closing it. We say, okay, we're going to take off. No, we
But y'all was
going to
leave before. Remember y'all was going to leave before, like maybe 5 years ago, before Glenn went away?
Yeah, you know what, Al, five, 6 years ago? And you know what?
What
you know what? We rounded back up, and we kept it going, and we had that house ball, and we sent people back on the runway. We did all that.
This is after the house ball. This is already the house ball.
No, this is before. The house ball was
leave.
In 2009,
y'all
Al.
Y'all was
going to
leave because I said I was going to kick some people out. Y'all wanted to leave and start your own house. What is the problem from 5 years ago that's changed to now?
Because you know why? Because we put the work in all five of those years. That's
no,
the thing. You
I don't think
the
that's
house
it.
Because
I don't
you
think
upset.
That's it.
You,
I mean, y'all
are
telling me how much of a late
now, you announced
I am,
that meeting at the end of February.
You created this
you
amazing entity that y'all don't want to leave. You understand what I'm saying? I'm so late and tired, and I've never been a father to nobody on this phone.
No,
okay?
You, I said you've been a father
you,
to us on the phone.
I've never been a father to nobody on this phone. Nobody. We never partied, hung out, been at dinner together, nothing. We just come to balls, period. I've never been a father to nobody on this phone, and I'm a crazy person and late and tired and horrible and disrespectful. Why do you still want to stay in my entity? You understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Do your own thing like the Facebook caller said. Show me
and you
wrong.
Know what,
prove me wrong.
I told you this a few months ago. We're in this for each other. We were in this for each other. The thing is, there's so many people in this house that don't talk to you because you closed yourself off to them.
You know what? I have other things in my life I'm doing right now. I don't have time for a ball. And I respect that because you're doing something positive in your life. It's okay if you've done your thing in the ball. You're not coming back out and turning it anywhere right now, are you?
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, Keon.
Oh yeah, The thing, Al. Yes, I've been on the administrative side for the house for these last five, 7 years.
Okay, fine. That's
right.
A beautiful thing.
Right. I know exactly. So therefore, if here's the thing, Al. If
the
we have put all this why can't we?
Let me just say, Al. I'm over it. I paid my house dues. I'm not
yeah, and that was just like 6-8 months ago.
Because
that was
going to
do my own life. Like, only
you know
reason
why y'all
could...
said that? Because y'all didn't want to listen to me, the founder and creator of the house.
No, it was just me.
Ooh,
I left the board.
I left the board and then said, I'm going to do this and try to take
every week
we're
the same thing.
Who's
paid their dues? Why hasn't Berlin paid her dues? And
You know what? I never even spoke to Berlin, and I hope Berlin called then. I don't know why Berlin left the house.
You know why?
You know
why? You know why? Because you walked right past her in Vegas multiple times, acting like that she was not there. How was the father
well,
of the person
what,
would ignore them.
And you know what?
Like they,
and you know what?
Like they don't
probably
exist.
The same time when Gary Allure said to her, Berlin, you know your father's up front, right? Okay, thank you very much. So it doesn't even
matter.
And that's
probably after you paid her. She
I
called
didn't say
me
anything
and
to Berlin about her house,
dude. That is disrespectful
Berlin
to the father.
Berlin left because she wanted to leave.
I would leave, too, if that happened. That's tired, Al. That is tired. She, you know, she made a point that you can chase her down for $100 but can't say hi to her when you walk past her. That's tired. That is absolutely
why
tired.
Why am I chasing her down for $100 that she was supposed to pay 2 years ago? Why am I chasing her down and she's been winning grand prizes after grand prizes? $1,000. Why should I have to chase her down? She should
because
be happy
you know
to
why?
Get
it's
the
way you
of the
talk
law,
to people. You don't demand anything. It's about respect. It's about respect.
She should be
it's
happy. You know what, House of the Lord? Y'all have chunked it for me. Y'all been there for me. Here's your $100 for the house dues. I never even talked to Berlin about her house dues. So those are lies and fairy tales that y'all want to say about.
All the time,
Berlin about house dues. I never even spoke to him.
Yeah, you didn't speak to him because you know why? Because you didn't want to call him. You would say, oh, you guys call
okay,
him.
Okay, but that's not
have
the point.
Call
y'all
me.
Said that he
but the thing
left
is, when you saw him,
Enrique? Can we get a Tony Revlon or somebody on the phone? I mean, what's up? Which other person want to speak to me?
Okay. If we have any callers that's on the phone lines and y'all want to address this topic, please feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. Okay?
917-617, you're live on the air.
Hey, worker.
Thank you for just listening. 917-635, you're live on the air.
Just listening. I'm sorry, we just listening over here. I'm sorry.
Thank you for just listening. 646-280, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? I have a question. It seems, okay, first of all, this is what you call entertainment. But unfortunately, a lot of people are hurt in this situation. My question is, what is the protocol? Like, what is, I guess, how is the house structured so that the guys that are, like, trying to make the house stay, I guess, in function, did they know that at any point in time that Al could just be like, stop, shut the house down? Like, did they know this before they signed up for a leadership position? Because it just seems like, you know, they are kind of blindsided. It just seems like the house wasn't really organized from the get-go. And because...
Oh, no, baby.
Go ahead.
No, don't cut it. Let him finish. Let the call.
Yeah,
play.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad.
I'm just like, it just seems like I said, like, there is there anything in writing, any constitution, any bylaws that can kind of justify his move?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had the house legally done like years ago. You know what I'm saying? So
who is that? That's Al talking?
Yeah, this is Al speaking. I mean, I don't want to close the house down because I'm being malicious and mean and nasty, and I'm not out to hurt anyone. You understand what I'm saying? They're making me to be this way, but we've had meetings, conference calls, board meetings, trying to get things together, trying to get a law back on top. It's like when you have one person that wants to do something else, and then you have another person that wants to do something else. Everyone's agreeing with you, but their actions and everything else is doing other things. You see? I couldn't operate like that. We talked about closing the House of the Lord down for about a year. Laughed about it, joked about it, said, hey, let's close the house down. Corey Law said, yes, let's close it down. Because nobody want to do anything. Da 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 da. And everybody else talked about it, said, yeah, let's close it down. Let's have a last ball. And I said, seriously,
if this meeting doesn't turn out properly, I'm going to close the house down because it's wasting too much of people's precious time. So we did have structure.
Okay, Al, that meeting was announced February, at the end of February, and we told you that there's a major ball coming up that weekend. Okay, and you have to give people more than just a month and a half's notice. You don't ever want to listen to other people saying, oh, da da da. You it's always your way or no way. That's the thing. It's always
okay. Let me say something about that. One reason, which I know that isn't true because you wasn't on the call at the time, is because I distinctly said I don't want to have a law weekend when there's a major ball. Because every time we have a meeting or something that we're supposed to be together as a family, the ball outweighs everything. Kids got to go to the mall. They got to shop last minute. They got to hang out in the club and don't get up until late. It's too many things. It's too much. So we're not going to do that. We're going to do that on a weekend where there's nothing going on. And maybe that was the problem. You know, maybe the kids needed a ball. But that's why we have a board, and that's why we sit and we discuss things.
Right, but when
it's not right.
That the Capitol Awards will have been announced already. That's what you. That's my point. We was asked, let's move the date. That's what you didn't.
But
want
already,
to miss
has, it. I already have taken off from work. You guys are already up there and on the East Coast. I'm coming 3,500 miles to come to a meeting. You understand what I'm saying?
A meeting. Okay, a meeting that you announced
that
had no idea. Okay,
I had to change my calendar.
Now, why do you think no one showed up? Why do you think no one showed up?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, I think all this
right.
is great
right
for
right
to discuss for the meeting. I don't think this is
the
proper place to discuss it. I didn't even want to call in for all of this. You know, this is like so unnecessary and so disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. You know, it's like David Mugler is the founder of the House of Mugler and Raleigh, Miyake Mugler. David is never at a ball. If David decides to close the House of Mugler down, it shouldn't be nobody walking under Mugler
or me.
I've seen David many a times. I just saw David 2 weeks ago. David is still Al. David, I see David.
I just saw David too. You forgot that I saw you 2 weeks ago too. Didn't we hug and kiss each other 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we did.
Okay,
yeah,
all right then. So don't act like
I'm only one person. That's the thing. I've known you for well over 10 years. I personally can deal with you. I'm speaking for the entire house. That's the thing. I'm not speaking for just me. There are like 35 other people involved in this situation, and it seems like that when you respond, you're responding with just the ones that you've been talking to on the phone, but this is the entire house. That's the thing.
Okay. All right, and you know what, Keontae, I understand that and I respect that. So don't you think that since this is the entire house, that I probably should have gotten a call earlier? Don't you think so? No?
Well, okay, well,
we could have talked about this way over to the side. Everyone was alienated. Everybody alienated themselves from me. Like, for what? To hijack something that I created, my vision.
It was your vision. It was your vision, and we helped you along the way, and we let you sit back.
Listen, it was my vision, and I allowed y'all to come and share that entity with me. That's it. That's fine. That's what everybody, and that's what every house is doing right now. You understand what I'm saying? We're a family. That's what everyone is doing. People go to different houses all the time. They leave one house, they join another house. They leave one house, become mother, father of their house. Ayana, Charles, mother, they became the mother and father of Kristen by themselves. They left
right.
One mother and father to be on
to
another.
Why would we
they do it all the time? Because you know why? Because they wasn't using the rules and the regulations of the person that created the house, the founder, the creator.
Okay.
That's
right.
Why
you know
they left.
Now,
that's why
Miyake
Nubria has the house of Balenciaga, the house of Gasson.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Al. Do you own the name Allure? Do you own it?
Yes, I do. I had it incorporated years ago.
No, baby. That's Allure Magazine, Allure Inc.
The House of Allure. I've incorporated the House of Allure. I had it done. Yes, I did. But why are we even talking about this? This is just craziness. Like, I mean, people leave and they start their own thing. Everyone's amazing and sticking and punishing in their own way. They can do a great thing. What is the problem?
Because we've been Allures all these years. We're going to continue to be Allures.
I've been an Allure since I was 20 years old. I've been one since I was 20. I created the house to fascinate, to entice. I created that for the house. I mean, this is really crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not supposed to even be on the radio show discussing stuff like this.
It's totally disrespectful. And it got to this point because of the way you handle things. We've always been there. The thing is, when you went to BBQs and you talked Trayvon and told him you closed the house, and then he leaked it out, and it got back. And the thing, I don't even fault Trayvon for doing that personally. That's the thing. Like, you threatened to, I'm going to close if no one comes to the Allure weekend, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, and you throw threats around all the time. So watch if someone trying to take you seriously.
I don't know what Trayvon posted in the Gashon group. I can't speak for that. But what I
Keontae. Go ahead.
We already have ready to establish that the house is going to be closed. I already had spoke to them, and I said, listen, if this don't turn out right, I'm closing the House of Allure. Arnold called me on the phone from North Carolina or L.A. somewhere. I don't know where he was, but he called me and said, hey, let's talk about this. And I was like, well, we can talk about it, but my decision is still going to be the same. You know, so the house knew already. I already had posted that letter in the room.
No.
I wasn't doing anything malicious to anybody.
You know, that thing you posted came a day later. That came after you had that dinner with Trayvon. That's the thing. It came afterward. And so I want to go back to the point. Why do you think no one showed up to Allure Weekend? That's the thing. No one came. And Michelle was even upset when she got there. She was like, where is everybody?
I was with Michelle the whole weekend.
You, little Eric, Michelle, and maybe a sprinkle, a
respect of other people. There are over 43. There are over 40 people in this house, and you only have about 5 or 6 that show up for something. That should tell you something. That should tell you the morale.
It should tell me that the House of Allure is time to close. Every 40 people doesn't come to the ball. Come on, we're talking about entire people who are walking balls. We're not talking about those people. You know, those people are not even supposed to come to those meetings. They come, they come. If they don't, they don't. We're talking about the people who are active and the people who are walking. That's what we're talking about now. Let's keep it real. Come on. This is really ridiculous, though.
Hold on, y'all. We have a caller. 443-691. You're live on the air.
Hey, I got a question for Al. If the House of Allure closed, would you still participate in ballroom in the ballroom scene?
Will I participate?
Yeah, if the house do close down, would you still participate in the ballroom scene?
No, I'm not going to be participating in the ballroom scene.
Okay, so my question is, I got another question, but if you won't participate in the ballroom scene, why would it matter if the house, if they did continue your legacy or whatever, or the House of Allure continued to still be a house if you're not in the ballroom scene anyway? Wouldn't you still want the name that you created to live on, even if you sat down and away from the ballroom scene?
Well, I would want the name that I created to live on the way that it was presented and the way that it came out in the beginning. Glamour, beauty, I would want all of that to be that way,
not
to be tarnished.
Can I ask you one more question? Can I ask one more question? How do you think they represented the house? You say it was 6 years. They say it was longer. How do you think they represented the House of Allure, the 6 years that you did step away?
That was fine. It was great. I didn't have no problems about that. I'm not arguing about the time when they were doing what they were doing. I was there all that time.
No,
my
follow-up question was going
to
be
all that time.
I'm sorry. My follow-up question was going to be, if they represented it for the 6 years, okay, what's wrong with them representing if you do want to step away from the ballroom scene?
See, you don't know the whole story because we were on a new venture to do revamping the house.
But it's closed now. You want to close it, so it's not revamping. It's just
going. Listen. This is why we've come to the decision of closing it, because we were talking about revamping it. So, you know, it's long history done, and, you know, I hope I answered your questions.
Right. I just feel like they feel like Tina Turner. They want to keep their name. She married Ike. He left her. They got divorced. But they want to keep their name. They made a name as a Allure. They legends now. So that's just how I felt. I just wanted to say that. Thank you, Kelly, for putting me through. And I wish you all the best of luck on working it out.
Thank you. I mean, I get it. Whitney, when you think of Whitney Mugler, you think of Whitney Mugler. Like, okay, that's what you think about. Whitney already had a status, legendary. On top of that, and stepped away and opened something amazing. I understand wanting to keep your name, but, you know, Whitney came into the Miyake Mugler, you know what I'm saying? And he left and opened up his own entity.
Well, I definitely do want to wish y'all all the best of luck in y'all ventures that y'all go in. And I'm gonna give y'all my opinion on it. And that's only my opinion. I think that, you know, that Al wants to close his house. Great and fine. Let him do what he wants to do. To all the Allures that's out there that still want to keep y'all name, my opinion of the situation is that all of y'all out there that's been doing this for many years and y'all have kept the House of Allure going and kept it running, I think it's time for y'all to take and go off and venture off and do your own thing and show Al the fact of the matter that he should have left the house open, but y'all going to go out there and y'all going to start your own empire, your own motherfucker, your own legacy, and definitely make it strong and powerful just as well as the House of Allure was definitely strong and powerful. And that Al made a wrong decision by closing the House of Allure, because y'all could have still did it
and y'all have been doing it, but now y'all going to venture off and y'all going to do your own thing, and it's going to be strong and it's going to be powerful, and one day it will be legend and icon just like the House of Law. That's just my opinion from one person to the next. But I do want to thank y'all all for definitely calling in here. Y'all
Kelly.
Yes.
Before they go, Tony is on the line and he want to address Al. I guess the situation real fast.
Okay, hold on. I see Tony right here. Tony, you're live on the air.
I got him.
He's a... Tony, you're live on
the air.
Rodney?
Yeah.
Where's Tony, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, Tony.
No, this isn't Tony. This is another caller.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead. What's your question,
Doll? Oh, I have a question for the laws. I don't know if to call them a laws or not. If they still happen to walk a ball, would you guys chop them? Would you chop them, Kelly? Would you chop them, Rodney? Would Tony, Sanaya, would somebody of status chop them if they walk?
I wouldn't chop them because they establish in their categories. It's just it's not about their categories. It's about what name they carry in. It's not about what
they want.
But
you did say you were against it, Kelly. That's why I'm asking. So does it really?
No, because I can't. I never said I was against it because Andre is still on the phone line. When Andre left and Andre started the House of Givenchy, we were still Mizrahi, but we wasn't actually a house. We just still had the name and we walked, but we wasn't having house meetings and, you know, and trying to induct new people in the house and everything. And, you know, we just still had our name, and that's all it was. We still had our name, and we wasn't giving up our name until, you know, we went out there, but we wasn't conducting meetings, collecting dues, and all of that stuff of that nature. We just kept our name, just like Tina Turner. She kept her name. She ain't gonna fuck about nothing else. All she wanted was her name. And that's all we had was our name. It wasn't nothing more or nothing less to it.
Well, will they still be respected?
It's a touchy subject.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to say nothing out of place, and you know, and all types of things. But it's a touchy subject. But my opinion to them is, I think they should just do their own fucking thing, bitch, and just make Al know it. Like, bitch, you should have left us. You should have left this house open because we started our own shit here, and we here and we strong, and the girls are respecting us with our own name.
Right.
That's what I think they should do. That's my opinion on the situation.
Amen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hold on. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, you're not. Okay. But let me see. I don't see Tony's number. I don't see Tony's number, Roddy. I thought the 212 number was his number, but I don't see him. Maya Revlon, you live on the air.
I knew 6820.
Amaya.
17.
Yeah, I'm here.
5.
You're live on the air.
Hear me?
I'm here.
215-6820. I'm good if I
remember. Okay. But Al, I definitely want to thank you for definitely coming on the show and definitely voicing your opinion and how you feel, and everybody else that came on and voiced their opinion on how they felt about the situation.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Ronnie. Y'all have a blessed evening.
You do the same.
Do the same.
Okay. Hold on. The next caller we have is 808-350-365. You're live on the air.
Hey, y'all. This is Salvin.
Hi, Salvin. What's going on?
I'm fine. My thing is that I don't think that question should have been asked to you, Kelly, and Rodney. That question should have been asked to Al. If they left me on the mic, and I love all of them, and I was to say Corey, Allure, what is Al going to do? Is Al going to be the one to chop them, or is Al going to be the one that gives them 10s?
Al said he's not coming out. He's not coming out anymore. He just wants his house closed. He's not coming out. He's not doing the ballroom scene or any of that anymore. He just wants his house closed at this point. That's all it is. He wants his legacy to stay. He wants his legacy to stay where it's at right now, and he wants it closed. He don't want them walking as the laws. That's it. That's all he wants.
Okay, so then if he wants to keep it where is it at, then where is it at then?
Where it at, you know how certain it's how certain people like you have a lot of girls that when your house when you have not even a house when you have an artist that's conquering the motherfucking charts right now, okay,
mm-hmm.
and they doing their thing and everything, and they put out their last album and their last album was a success. They want to stay there as a success. That's where he want to keep his legacy, right here where it's at. He don't want it to go no further. He don't want it to go up. He don't want it to go down. He wants to leave it exactly where it's at. Wants the house to close. He said he loves all of them, and he wants them to just do their own thing. And I agree with him. If you know y'all legends, y'all icons in this house, I think that they should just do their own thing and prove him wrong. That's just my opinion.
Okay, and I understand your opinion, but my thing is this. This is what I need to know. And this is out of respect, so I don't want anybody to think I'm being disrespectful. If Corey and the rest of them have been walking and been doing whatever they're doing in this house, and I just want to know, because I really don't know a lot. I just answered the question. The question I need to know is, when Al left and abandoned them, and this is how they feel, why he didn't take it then? Why wait till now, after years later, and come back and say I want to take it?
You can't say that, Kool-Aid.
I asked him a question.
It doesn't matter. In my opinion, and I'm looking at this as a business standpoint. And everything, because I was talking earlier about this topic, because I knew about this for like the last 3 weeks. I never said nothing about it. I'm looking at this as a business standpoint. When it comes to business, he started this company, okay? And when he started this company, he was the CEO and the founder of this company. Well, whoever he started it with, they're not here anymore. He had total control of this company. If he says today or tomorrow, I want to close my company, he's going to close his company. None of the workers that he put in place should be able to tell him that you're not going to be able to close this company. That's just my opinion on the situation, looking at it as a business, because everything that I do, I look at it as a business. If I started this business, how are you going to come and tell me I can't close my business? Yes, there was a board in place. Yes, there is a board in place, but you have to remember, when there is a board in place, the CEO and the founder, whoever started this company, has the majority stockhold to this company. So they are, at the end of the day, they have the most stocks. They have the last decision of the situation. Yes, the House of the Law might have a board, but Al holds 51% of the stock in that board. The board member might hold the other 49%. They would have to buy Al's stock out to keep that company open, and they have not done that. He still is the majority stockholder.
I don't know. Like I said, it's not my house.
Just like I said, out of respect.
But out of respect, and I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to be honest with Al, and like I texted you, and you know I don't have nothing I say, and I'm not hiding nothing I do. I know them as that. And so they become somebody else, I will call them somebody else. But me personally, I don't want to disrespect Al at all, and I don't want to, and that could be anybody. But I don't know how it is now, as me being who I am and me knowing them for years, I don't know how to say Corey double O. I don't know what to say, because it's like, if I say Corey, because I'm going to be honest with you, now it's even harder for not only me, but other commentators now, because now it's like, if I say Corey 007, Corey sort of say, well, like, I'm trying it. It's like, any which way you put it, it's like, it's not a winning battle.
When I tell y'all, I don't know, baby, I just knew, and I'm going to be 100% honest, I just knew tonight was going to be, you know, one of those shows like last week, honey. And I was gonna be up high, and I was gonna be up out of here, Miss Thing, on my way downtown to go meet my daughters, Miss Thing. Y'all girls, bitch, tonight, Miss Thing, girl, baby, I'm gagging at all these girls that's on the ready, that's on the phone lines listening to this show, baby. The girls love the mess and the drama. It's just a lot, honey. And I guess I'm gonna have to sit here, honey. I'm supposed to be on my way to go meet my daughter to go have a bite to eat before I went out to the pub. But the girl still got me on the line, so I'm gonna be here. And yeah, I was going to have my Mother's Day dinner with my daughter tonight because I felt bad yesterday. But we here.
Well, is it possible if it does go there, if it does go there, is it possible because you'll just have one more board together as one family? If you do decide to do your own thing, because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't give a damn how many times the House of Lords, I mean, Lord members come out, I still live. I get my life, honestly, from everybody. So I just hope that you'll all come together as one and
That's how I feel too. And I said that about an hour ago on the show. That's how I feel. I want them to be able to come together and come up with a reasonable solution that will just justify everybody and make everybody definitely happy across the board. Because I have so much respect for the House of Law from many years, from back in the Mark Ballroom days and everything. And it's like certain houses, out there that you know that they have the internal problem and everything, but their problems definitely stay internal. It's never something that you see in the forefront because we know every house has their problems. But it's like the House of Allure, like the House of Garçon, and they have problems and things like that. It's never something that's out there like at this magnitude. So, you know, Rodney is a co-host on the show, and Al wanted to come on the show. So I have to respect the fact of Rodney being here for so many years and do this. But I don't like the way this whole situation is playing out because I have too much respect for the House of Lord and everything they have done. And this was just like, you know, so I just want them to just try to work this out internally and definitely try to come to a resolution. Everybody, you know.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you why I like it. And it's not about me being shady or nothing, but this shows this is an example of this is what houses go through. I mean, any gay person could take this as they want to take it. They could take it as an old child, they being shady towards each other. But if you really pay attention to everybody, it's not like they're reading each other. This is just talking about how much heart that they put in. I mean, if it's a person like me that's going to really sit down and really listen to it, it's not about them being shady or fierce towards each other. This is something they're fighting for on each side. One wants to leave alone because they feel like done is no more to be done, and the other half is given. This is how much they love this house, and they want to keep it up, and they don't want to go nowhere else. That if you're really being intelligent and not being a seedy fag, this is what it is. And this is not going to be only this house. It happens with many houses, and for the new houses that's coming up, congratulations, because this is what true ballroom is. I mean, they can sit here and say your show is catty or tacky, but this is true ballroom.
Thank you, Beverly. I mean, they can say the show is tacky and catty, and I'm a messy queen and everything, bitch. But at the end of the day, bitch, you can see, bitch, besides me being a messy queen, bitch, because I could have been a messy queen and just sat here, bitch. I could have been a messy queen, bitch, and I could have spilled this out 3 weeks ago, bitch, when I heard about it 3 weeks ago if I wanted to be a fucking messy queen. But I'm not a messy queen, you know, like the girls think I am, honey. I do have some motherfucking morals and, you know, and respect for certain people, if you respect me. Thank you, Beverly, for calling in, because you get real long-winded like Naima. Thank you.
As long as I don't act like the dogs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Selvin.
Amaya, you're live on the air. Amaya. Okay, girl, you keep texting my phone saying you press 1, and every time I come to your number, you don't say nothing.
Oh, Kelly, while you waiting on Amaya to come, I just want to thank Chicken Ebony, as always. He always shows me love, always shows me a good time. I came down to Greensboro for a day to meet up with some housewives and stuff. We didn't get a chance to meet up, whatever, but went to the club with Chicken last night, and it's always love. Like I said, he
He's definitely a host. Definitely a host. And also, I want to give out my Hateration Award tonight to Damo. Well, I guess he's Damo Khan. He lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. We went to an after hours, right? It's called like the Liquor House in North Carolina. Everybody who knows Greensboro knows who Darlene is. After hours, after the Liquor House in North Carolina. So I walked in the door, and you know, it's straight, gay, whatever the case may be. And the ladies, they was, you know, trying to talk to me. Oh my God, that man, you know, saying all this. So he's going to say all loud to them, don't fall for that illusion. Y'all don't know. So I want to send a Hateration Award out to Damo Khan of Greensboro, North Carolina. You have just been outed on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Baby, you're live on the air, baby.
Actually, Arnold.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Arnold.
Arnold?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. You want to just, hey, this is just, I just want to say I want to apologize to all the members that are in the House of Allure personally and just let you know the struggles that we are having. But as always, we will overcome like we've done years before. I also like to apologize to the members that have left the House of Allure, as in Berlin, London, Derek, Trayvon, et cetera. Just believe that we're fighting and we're planning on doing it right. And so, and I absolutely agree, because I've been on Rico Law. It's the first house I've ever been in. I've been asked to be in another, and it's the first house I will ever be in. So I will always be in a law as far as all of us. And the funny part about it is we're not in this fight together, because you guys are only hearing the board members, which a.k.a. the older people. But there's also a whole younger generation that's feeling the exact same way as well. So, again, my apologies to the ballroom and my apologies to the House of Allure personally, but we will fix this. I promise it. That's all I have to say. Arnold?
Yeah, same. I echo that, too. Definitely apologize to everybody who's listening, and especially to the House of Allure, to all the kids and stuff like that for this situation. We certainly did not want it to come to this or to be aired out in this form. But it has been done so, and Selvin is right. There are always internal struggles within any house, and it certainly has that here as well. I respect what you say, Kelly. I respect what Andre has said, but this is something that we have to do. There's nothing necessary to prove to Al, not one thing. We don't have anything to prove to Al because we've already done it. We've already proved it. We've already run this house for 10-plus years. It's not necessary to prove it and say that we're going to do something. We put this house on top. We put it on the map, and we plan on putting it back there again as the House of Allure. And we appreciate anybody who will acknowledge us as such and respect us as such, be it any of the commentators and any of the people that we know, our peers, such as Rodney and Kelly and so forth and so on. But we appreciate the time that you allowed us here. And again, we apologize for any ruckus that we may have caused on here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Y'all ain't caused no ruckus, baby, honey. Y'all gave the girls a good show, honey. They're happy.
But you know what? That's not what Allures do, Kelly. I mean, you know this house for a long time.
I know. That's why,
You know what, Enrique? It lets the girls know that ballroom, whether your house is considered fab or dingy or ghetto or whatever it is, that a house is still the same internally. Everybody have problems. Everybody have issues sometimes. So they just let everybody know that it's human. Every house is human.
Right. Right, but the counterpoint to what you guys saying about the company and the boards and stuff like that, I mean, there's a lot of places that a lot of companies that are, you do have the person that found it, but you do so have the board, and you also have shareholders. You know, like some people say Steven Jobs got fired. You know what I'm saying? He founded that, but he got fired, and everybody else is running it now. So that's what's going on now. And that's like, hopefully we can develop a better relationship with Al, but until then, we're planning on moving on. So that's the forewarning.
At the end of the day, I tell this to all the kids when they come into the house of Ms. Rahi. Every house has problems. Every house has problems, but every house handles their problems differently. So now everybody knows every house has problems. So just because you leave one house and go to another house because they look good on the outside, you don't know what's going on there in the inside. Stick where you at and work your problems out, because every house has problems. It just depends on when it comes to the motherfucking light.
Right, and it did. And again, I thank you for giving this outlet, because I'm sure that a lot of people in our house are feeling some type of way. But in essence, I think it helped a lot of us too, because now we are more driven to prove, and not prove into a whole different name, but to prove why the House of the Lord has been as strong as it was, as long as it's been. You know what I'm saying? We're always going to be a fab house, and we're going to be even fabber. So thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
The next caller we have is
301-915.
You're live on the air.
This is Keo
again.
This is everybody. Hi. So apologize and piggyback off what Enrique and Arnold said, and to see that we will see everyone at the New York Awards Ball. The House of the Lord will be there with some familiar faces, some new, some old. And we're going to have a good plot weekend, see all the girls at the club and the ball. So that's all I want to say.
Okay, thank you. The next caller we have is 404-438. You're live on the air. Oh, my goodness. You're locked up on vacation. Okay. Yeah, it's 404-438. You're live on the air. I guess not, honey. Hold on. I see a message, honey, on Facebook. Hold on. Let me see. I see something pops up. Oh, no, that was something else, honey. Wow. Okay, I just want to tell all the girls, because it's, I got to go. But if willing, if the Tea Party is willing to let myself and Rodney, if he's free, to come on tomorrow, honey, Miss Erica, the girl sent me a message, and you know I got to go, okay, because I got to meet up with my daughter. I was supposed to be meet up with her, okay, and she's texting me down, reading down. Miss Erica, the girl sent me a message, and they said, "Don't forget, do not think that they forgot about you. They said to let you know that tomorrow night, like RuPaul says on Drag's Race, the library is open for reading, girl, and they're going to get you, okay? The cons feel some type of way. The Revlons feel some type of way. They said it was a Ms. Rahi and Ebony setup this weekend in Kentucky. So, Ms. Erica, the girls will be on the line, so you got to be ready to defend yourself, honey, because the library is open, girl. How you doing? Okay? The girls got a lot to say, honey. Mother Amaya had a lot to say. I seen James Corn had a lot to say in the group. Ms. Saint, it was a lot of shade and drama and everything. But the girls are going to get to you tomorrow, and so I'll definitely be tuning in tomorrow with the Tea Party cast. You know, I'm not going to take over their show. I'm just going to sit there with them, honey. And me and Rodney are going to sit there, but we want to wait for the library to open up. Hold on. We have another caller before I get up out of here. 323-404, you're live on the air. Oh, they hung up. But we definitely going to get back to that. But I got to go meet my daughter. I love y'all all. I love the House of the Lord and everything that they have done over the last 25 years of being here. I hope that y'all definitely do be able to come to a reasonable solution and definitely able to work this out, honey. I definitely see great strengths and great weaknesses in the House of the Lord, but I hope y'all come together as a unit and y'all be able to get this together and make it great for the children that y'all still have, and the children that y'all could have and nurture up to become the next future legends and icons of the ballroom scene. I definitely see, you know, I hope Al and Keontae and all and Enrique and all of y'all and Bebe can all sit down together as a collective unit and definitely come together with a reasonable solution and definitely, you know, bring it to the forefront and you know, and do the damn thing, honey. I see it. I see it working out. Gunny, all you got to do is sit down and pray on it, and it's definitely going to happen, and it's definitely going to come. Al, I definitely do want to thank you for definitely coming on the show and definitely voicing your opinion. The esteemed board members of the House of the Lord is dedicated to what they have been doing for the last 8 years since Al's been gone, or 6 years, or however many years it was gone. I definitely do appreciate y'all definitely coming on and voicing your opinion. I hear it in y'all voice. I hear it in Al's voice that y'all love the house, y'all love the name, and that y'all wanted to thrive on and definitely become more, you know, but y'all just have to work together. Work together as a team. It's no I in team, honey. So definitely work together as a team and get it together. I definitely do see y'all definitely getting it together. Ronnie, you want to say anything, Ronnie?
No, just want to. Oh, you know what? I do want to make an announcement because it has been really bothering me. So I said I wanted to make an announcement before I got off the show. A good friend of mine, he is definitely a friend of mine. We go through it. We argue back and forth. He's very strong-minded, strong-willed with his opinion, and I am with mine. So I just want the ballroom to know, even though we are close and everybody reads me for that, I love Marcus Escada down. Marcus' opinions are that his of his own. He's a college graduate. He has his own mind, his own will, his own say. My opinions are mine. I say what I want to say, and I believe in my own. We do not have the same. We might have the same, but I just don't voice my opinion on certain things that doesn't immediately involve me. So we are different in that way. So I just want everybody to know Marcus' opinion is his own, and if I say something about any issue or any concern, it is my opinion. With that being said,
We got a couple of callers. 404-438, you're live on the air. 404-438, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 786-991, you're live on the air. 786-991, you're live on the air. Okay. 240-898, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
I got a question for Rodney.
Rodney?
Yes, how are you?
How are you? When this ordeal happened with the House member in North Carolina, did you bring it to his attention when it happened?
Say that one more time.
When the incident happened with the call member in North Carolina, did you bring it to his attention when it happened?
Oh, yeah, of course. We was together. We all came out together, so we was having fun.
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out what's your purpose of trying to blast him now on the
Oh,
on
no,
the
no. Me and Dumbo was real cool, and me and Chicken and Dumbo was together, so I told him that when I got on the show tonight, we was having fun, sir, so there's no any personal beef or no shade or anything. Me, Chicken and Dumbo was having fun at the party last night, so I told him I was going to put him on blast tonight for hating on me with the 12 o'clock in my set with the girls. That's the only thing it was, sir.
Oh, okay, cool, Rodney. All right, no problem, brother.
Yeah, that's my buddy. That's my buddy. We all hang together. We was all together chilling.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. All right, thanks, man.
No problem. Okay.
Corey Alloy, you're back on the air.
Kelly, I was on mute and on hold for so long, I don't forgot what I wanted to say. but nonetheless, you know what I'm saying, I do want to thank y'all for allowing us the opportunity to kind of like, you know, talk about the elephant in the room, because like you said, you had it 3 weeks ago and you didn't really say nothing, but Alexis did say something, I think like it was two Mondays ago or maybe last week. But we never thought it was going to get to this point, but Al wanted to, you know, voice it to the world and the radio and the boardroom community. And so we had to come and defend it as well. So once again, apology goes out to the House, because I know they probably are gagging at the fact that, you know, it kind of aired out this type of way. But I wanted to kind of say something in reference to, like, people talking about who created a house and who created this and who created that. I mean, like I always said, traditionally, when you have a father or a mother that's always been there from the beginning, or even a founder that has been there from the beginning, and when people can't really, you know, coexist as one, what normally happens is that either you stay there to work it out or people will kind of, like, leave. And when people talk about, but when you think about Whitney Garcon, he will always be like Whitney Mublair, but they left and they started their own thing. You know, that's what they chose to do. They chose not to deal with David anymore and do their own little thing, which, you know, you have to commend them because Garcon was a great house. But nonetheless, that's not what we're choosing to do here. We're not choosing to walk away from something that we have earned the right to. And when you talk about the House of Allure, the House of Allure, if I'm not mistaken, is literally owned by, like, you know, one of the fashion houses of Allure, which is either the perfume or maybe it's the magazine that actually owns the name Allure, if you really get what I'm saying. That's just like somebody saying, like, Fred owns the House of Chanel. You know, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's Karl Lagerfeld or someone. But at the same time, you know, as far as the ballroom community, yes, Al started the House of Allure, but he doesn't own the House of Allure. So we're having our little issues over here, and we're going to iron it out. We're going to work it out. And like Keontae said, we will see y'all at the awards ball, and we will come there as awards. And I want to thank Selvin for saying that, you know, I will recognize them as Allures if I'm on the microphone, because that's what I've known them to be, and that's what I have recognized over years, and I respect that. And I understand people kind of feeling like how you feel as well, Kelly, and probably you too, Rodney, because you're overall father of a house, and y'all could correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm sure y'all feeling like, you know, there's just this kind of like traditional way of doing things, and out of respect, that's why people kind of, you know, adhere to what a founder or a father wants to do with what they created in Ballroom. But you have to kind of be a traditional father, like a real father, someone who is there, someone you've always seen. The relationships that a lot of people have with the House of Allure is not through Al, it's through the board. You understand what I'm saying? So you kind of have to respect that as well. Like, you know, well, who have I seen for all these years turning it, supporting X, Y, and Z? We don't have a big house, but what we do have, the members that we do have, is about the quality and not the it's about the quality and not the quantity per se. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have a big house to be at every function all the time, because we don't have 300 members. We have about less than 40 members right now currently in the House of Allure. And of those 40, only about a good 15 to 20 are actually active members. So you're not going to expect to see us at every ball. That's why you probably only see one or two or maybe three or a handful of Allures, unless we make it mandatory to be at this particular function. So we just ask that, you know, y'all give us some time to work things out or whatever, and still acknowledge the Allures that you see when they hit that floor as whatever Allure, even under the circumstances. And I want to thank y'all for allowing me to voice my opinion on the show tonight, and see y'all at New York City Awards Ball or the Rumble Ball or either at Vogue Night. So thank y'all once again, and good night.
Thank you, Rocco. So next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, Grandma.
Ain't nobody got time for all that hell. If the family's out of the house, say the house is closed, it's closed, goddammit. And with that being said, I will send a shout out to the House of Families. Now, Kelly, I want to ask you something. You know I got the munchies over here, and I'm making mac and cheese. I want to know how much mustard I need to put in there.
Oh, wow. You would have to get Miss Clark, Alexis Clark, on the line for that. I don't know anything about putting mustard in any macaroni and cheese. Honey, the only thing I put mustard in is my potato salad and my macaroni salad to give it a little color.
I thought that was some kind of new twist, and I got the munchies anyway, but you can go and put me back on mute, baby.
Okay. The next caller that we have is 410-500. You're live on the air.
Well, honey, I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for just listening. 212-470, you're live back on the air.
Hey, I had another question, but I guess Corey just answered it because it was kind of confusing with Al saying it's closed and they're saying they're moving on. I just wanted to know, well, who was actually going to run the house? But like you said, give them some time, they're going to work on it. That was just basically my question.
Okay. Thank you, love.
Okay.
Oh, well, tonight has definitely been an interesting night, honey, baby. And I just hope, like I said before, I just hope that they all work it out and they come to a reasonable solution and definitely work it out and come together as a collective house and as a family, and can definitely work it out, honey, and come through the struggle, honey, and rise to the occasion. And definitely show us definitely what they got and what they continue to have for all these years, honey. I just want to say good night to everybody, and I love y'all all. And don't forget on tomorrow night that the Tea Party cast will definitely be live on the air. They will definitely be here to give you their commentary, their shade, their tea, their drama, and everything that has been going on, you know. And they're definitely going to pick up where we left off with recapping Erica Kane's ball that happened this weekend. And don't forget, on Wednesday night, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be live on the air with the State of Emergency show, honey. And it's definitely going to give you everything that y'all want and positive. And the last half an hour of the show, you know how they convert over into talking about Scandal. Because this Thursday is the season finale of Scandal, honey. And don't forget to tune in to American Idol on Tuesday night, honey, and everybody go out there and vote for Candace. All the fake profiles that's in the room, if you still want to be a part of the room, honey, I'm going to be going to all the fake profile pages on Tuesday night tomorrow, well, not tomorrow night, on Wednesday night, honey, doing the show, honey. And when the show is over, honey, if y'all don't vote for Candace, honey, and I don't see it on your wall after you finish voting, it says post to your wall and know that you voted for Candace. Every fake profile, you're not out there voting for my girl Candace, honey, I'm going to remove you from the room, honey. That's how I'm going to work my shade with the girls, honey. You vote for my girl Candace, and you'll still be a part of the room. If you don't vote for her, we're going to exile you out the motherfucking room. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you girls definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And we're going to take you away tonight with our commercials from the icon Rodney, Prodigy, Marcus Escada, Marco Herrera, Brandon Levin, and Trey Gasson. We're going to take y'all away with those commercials. I love y'all all for loving me, and I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night, live on the air at 11:30. Good night.
Father Brandon Levin presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini grand, big girl's face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness. 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boys. Versus School Boys. Versus Executives. Versus Legends. One cash winner. Grand prize. $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear. 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's mini grand big girl space. Tables, $100, fully stocked, and I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spade tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL. Versus Alabama, versus Florida, versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Friday Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Thug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250. Open to all new school legendary realness for $250. Female figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Femme Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All American runway for $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren for $250. And Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for $250. That's Our Favorite Thing, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th, $200 after. Seats 10 with refreshments. And your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus. Or see the event page on Facebook at Our Favorite Thing.
These are a few of my favorite things.
There's a new ballroom movement happening in Texas. Ballroom face extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Mini grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness for $250. As well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball, presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthfry.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.